Hey there. So, I thought I would do Penny for your top bods October is here questionnaire. I'm really excited to do it because October is my favorite month and Halloween is my favorite holiday. So, yeah, let's get going. Okay. So question number one, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? I feel like my username sort of fits what my costume would be pretty well. Like, it works as a Halloween costume. My username is Little Trash Goblin, so I would be a goblin covered in trash. A trash goblin. Yeah. Someone commented on my verification for Backstage that they just sort of pictured, like, a little goblin with a trash can lid as a helmet. And just like a bunch of trash, like loosely held together as armor, when they read my name. So I think that works. That's a decent Halloween costume right there. Yeah, so I would be a trash goblin. So question number two, did you celebrate Halloween growing up, trick or treating? I kind of didn't celebrate Halloween growing up. Like, it was still Halloween, but we called it harvest because I had a very like strict Christian upbringing and Halloween was of the devil. So, yeah, so I didn't really get to do a lot of the traditional like trick-or-treating. I didn't get to do that until I was a teenager. Because I would go to Oh, sorry, I just got a notification. I would go to like harvest carnivals, which was at the church, and we would play Bible-themed games, and we would get candy from them. That was how most of my Halloweens were spent as a kid. And then there were a couple years when I was like a teenager when I went trick-or-treating just 'cause like I had never gone before, so it sounded like fun. So my friends were like, "You've never gone, we're taking you." So that happened a couple of times, and I was really glad that I actually did get to go trick-or-treating at least, like, I think I went twice in my life, and that was really fun. I definitely see the appeal of putting on strange clothes and begging strangers for candy. Okay. What is the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn? When I was a teenager, I found a roll of like the material they used to make ketchup packets out of, like uncut with no ketchup in it. Duh. But I found a roll of that at a garage sale, so I bought it and then I took it home and then I made a costume out of it. It was like a skirt, and then I had like a red tank top thing, and I wore red Converse, and I was ketchup that year, and I was really excited, and I was gonna go out with my friends, and we were gonna hang out and stuff like that, and I was so excited to wear my ketchup outfit, and then I got bronchitis, and I didn't get to do anything, so I never actually got to leave the house in that costume, which was really disappointing, 'cause I'm still really proud of it. So yeah, that was probably my favorite costume. I also really like my favorite costume I got to wear out of the house was once when I was a kid. I got to dress up as Ginger Rogers one year, 'cause I geeked out super hard about like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and old tap dancing movies. I don't know why I was super into that for a while. But yeah, so I was Ginger Rogers one year, and I thought it was really, like, in retrospect, I'm like, oh, that's really cute, because I was a little kid. But yeah, I thought that was kind of a cool costume. Nobody knew what I was. So, either way, I still thought it was cool. Let's see. Mummy, werewolf, vampire, which would you rather have sex with, and why? Definitely not mummy, because it seems like it might be crusty and unpleasant. Let's see. Werewolf only if it was like human form time, because then that's just kind of regular. I guess if I had to pick, maybe vampire, because they're just sort of like naturally like seductive, like that's one of their character traits and whatnot. Yeah, okay. Next question. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch around Halloween? I really, really like old monster movies. Frankenstein, the old Phantom of the Opera, Dracula. I don't love Wolfman that much. But whatever. I don't know. I guess I just don't like werewolves that much. But yeah, I really like those. I love Nosferatu, the like old silent movie one. It's just kind of funny because it's a silent movie, and since it's a silent movie, everything is kind of like overacted, and so like it was old. So it's just kind of cheesy and silly, and it makes me happy. Yeah, old monster movies. In a similar vein, but not the same, Young Frankenstein. I know that's not really an old monster movie. It's kind of parodying those, but I really love that movie. And I really love Gene Wilder, and I legit cried when I found out he died. I love Gene Wilder movies. I grew up watching them. But yeah, I really love that movie a lot. Yeah. Either Nosferatu or Young Frankenstein. Those are my two favorites to watch around Halloween. Do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn maze, pumpkin spice lattes, cool costumes, people for asking for free candy. Pumpkin patches and corn mazes, pumpkin patches, like, I appreciate the idea, but I don't know, like, I like them from a nostalgic standpoint. Like, I don't know, it just reminds me of childhood, but I can't imagine that I would really love just, like, going to a pumpkin patch now. I don't know, just, I haven't been since I was, like, maybe 3 or 4. I went on a preschool field trip to a pumpkin patch. Corn mazes, on the other hand, I think are really fun. Although I am worried about, like, all the, like, spiders and things that are in the corn fields. Like all those strange little critters. I don't like bugs. I don't know why, I just remember that there were a lot of bugs, but I might be, that was a while ago. The last time I went in a corn maze, I was 8. Yeah, 8. That was the last time I was in a corn maze, but I think mazes are cool. So, yeah, corn maze sounds like a good time. What was the other one? Pumpkin spice lattes. I do not like those, which surprises me because I am an incredibly basic bitch. So I feel like I should be all about pumpkin spice lattes, but I'm not. I don't like them. There's some pumpkin spice things I like and some that I don't. I make really good pumpkin spice snickerdoodles, but a lot of other pumpkin spice things I'm not a huge fan of. Cool costumes. Of course, I love cool costumes. They are cool. They are costumes and they are cool. They are cool costumes and I love them. People asking for free candy. In the right context, this is kind of cool. Like, if it's Halloween and I have candy to give you, that's fine, but don't just walk up to me on the street and ask me for Skittles and then get mad if I don't have Skittles to give you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I went on, that was where my mind went, but it is, so there. Let's see. Tell us a really good Halloween joke. I don't know any Halloween jokes. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think on my feet right now. and it's not really working. So, I don't know anything. What kind of bees are a ghost's favorite bees? The answer is boobies. That was terrible. That was really bad. You asked for a really good Halloween joke. I don't know any really good Halloween jokes, only really terrible ones. I'm skipping to the next question. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or fall in general. I could tell you about the first time I went trick-or-treating. I was a teenager, and I get up to somebody's door. Like, I'd gotten a couple funny looks that night, which was to be expected because I was, like, kind of older than, like, the, you know, 7-year-olds who were running around with their parents. But my friends, we were all teenagers. So I get to this lady's door, and we say, trick-or-treat. And then she just kind of, like, eyes me up and down and is like, aren't you a little old to go trick-or-treating? And then I was like, my parents were very religious, and this is the first time I've ever gone trick-or-treating, and I just really wanted to do it for, like, once in my life. And she was like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. And she, like, tipped half of the candy bowl just into my bag. She was like, I'm so sorry. You have fun. You deserve this. I was like, thank you. I don't know why that was her reaction. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. But it was really fun. Trick-or-treating is amazing, and I wish it were socially acceptable for adults. Because that's how much fun I had with it. And I'm really sad that I only got to go, like, twice in my life. But anyway, next question. Sing a Halloween-inspired song or read us a short Halloween-inspired poem. I am not terribly creative, so I'm going to sing a song from Nightmare Before Christmas. Does that count? I think it does. Let me sit up because otherwise I sound like crap. Well, I'll probably sound like crap anyway. Whatever. I'm overthinking. Never mind. Okay. I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy's at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is just around the bend, and does he notice my feelings for him? And will he see how much he means to me? I think it's not to be. What will become of my dear friend? Where will his actions lead us then? Although I'd like to join the crowd in their enthusiastic cloud, try as I may, it doesn't last. And will we ever end up together? No, I think not. It's never to become, for I am not the one. Yeah, that's Sally's song. sorry, kind of a frog in my throat, or some other excuse to why that was not up to my standards. Anyway, if you could go trick-or-treating with 3 other GWAers, who would it be and why? Jimmy Boombox, so that I could beat him up and steal his candy. No, I'm just kidding. Just, I don't know, he's fun to talk to. Who else? I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm trying to think of more people. A double whiskey. I don't know. I like his audios. And who's another user? Blackberry Sugar. Okay. Blackberry Sugar, you are invited to go trick-or-treating with me. Oh, how exciting is that for you? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Just kind of came up with random users. Yeah. So, yay, I answered all 10 questions. So this is the end. Yeah. Happy almost Halloween. I don't know how to end this. Okay, I'm just ending it. Goodbye.